Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, September 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration.
And to join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are also on the internet. You can find us on the web on www.voaindebele.com, lobanjalo ku www.voaindebele.com, lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
And Blessing, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says voter registration will begin on Monday. Exec registration. Exec Chairperson Rita Makarao says the blitz for the 2018 elections will start middle of October and also expects to register at least 7 million people.
The process, which was launched yesterday at State House before it goes countrywide, has been questioned by a number of stakeholders with regards to the January 15th, 2017 deadline for voter registration against the background of outstanding electoral reforms.
So, if you wish to join our discussion, you can call us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again? 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back. And we are also live streaming on our Facebook page. Go and like us on VOA Ndebele, Kumbenjalo, VOA Shona, and put your number over there if you want us to call you back.
Onguka nasi tlauti tigeti chitarisa neje nyaya yeku tangaku nyoresa kuti vanhu vavhote musarudzo dzegore rinouya. Nezuro takaona chirongwa ichiparurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nemhuri yavo, uye vatedzeri vavaviri vapelekezela Mupoko nava Emerson Mnangagwa vakanyoresaiwo kuti vange vachikwanisa kuvhota kuState House. Chirongwa ichi chikazoendeswa zvakare kuHarare International Conference Center kana kuti kuHICC. Vamwewo vanopikisa nevamwe vanga vaine magwarawo vakakwanisa kuti vange vachinyoresa kuvhota. Asi kutanga nemusi wemuvhuro kumacenta ezek ari matunhu akasiyana-siyana, vanhu vanenge vakwanisawo kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota ikoko. Asi sachigaro wezek amairita makarao vari kuti vachazotanga kunyatsopinda mumawadhi muya nekuenda pedyo-pedyo nevanhu nekuregista vanhu vakawanda kana kunyoresa vanhu vakawanda kuti vange vachivhota mwedzi unotevera, nekuti vachiri vakamirira avari kutiwo mabvr kits anoshandiswa mukunyoresa vanhu kuvhota. Mabvr kits aya ari kubva kune imwe kambani yekuchina uko, asi anenge ari kugadzirwa kuHong Kong. Kune mazana mana akatopinda munyika 400. Vari kutarisira kuti kuchauya mamwe mamiriyoni zviuru zviviri nemazana matanhatu 2600, nekuti ese pamwe chete anenge ari zviuru zvitatu 3000. PJ.
Yeah, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, uhlelo Live Talk, lapho isihluza khona indaba ezehlukeneyo eziphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe kuStudio 7. Lamhlanje udaba esiluphetheyo ludaba lolu olokubhalisa kwabantu ukuthi babe abalelungelo lokuvota ukuze benelise ukuvota ngomnyaka ozayo oka 2018 lapho okuyabe kudingwa khona amalunga edalela eParliamente kanye lomongameli welizwe. Siboneke izolo kusethulwa okusemthethweni uhlelo lokubhalisa abantu kusetshenziswa imitshina yangalezi nsuku abayithi yi-BVR kumbe Biometric Voter Registration Kits. Kube abe labo ababona ngezokhetho abeZimbabwe Electoral Commission abekomishon leyi ekhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Makarao kumbe uJustice Rita Makarao. Bathi bona sebenelise ukuthola imishina yama-BVR engaba ngamakhulu amane phakathi kwezinkulungwane ezintathu abazodayo ukuthi zithengwe kwele Hong Kong. Kodwa ke esifikile ngengamakhulu amane kuphela. Ikho ke bayenze esingayithi yi-soft launch izolo. Kube le mikhosi emibili esigodlweni sikamongameli Estate House. Lapho ke iziphathamandla ze-ZANU-PF labanye iziphathamandla zikahulumende bahle babhalisa kanye laye umongameli Robert Mugabe ahle abhalisa khona le muli yakhe ukuthi babe lelungelo lokuvota. Kodwa kwazaba lomunye umkhosi njalo owenzelwe eHarare International Conference Center HICC lapho ke okuwenelise ukubhalisa iziphathamandla zamabandla aphikisayo labanye abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo lozulu nje jikelele. Kodwa ke kungumkhosi omncane kuyikubhalisa abantu abalutshwane ngoba imitshina ayike yenele. Ikho ke unkosikazi Makarao uthe yena imitshina le isiza sabalaliswa elizweni lonke kube lama centers lapho abantu abazabe siyabhalisa khona. Kodwa ke njengoba imitshina yonke ingakabuyi lokho kuzakwenziwa ngenyanga ezayo kaMfumfu. Ikho ke siboneke okuningi obekusenzakala izolo khona lapho kube le mikhosi emibili okuyinto esolwe ngabaningi besithi kwenzelweni ke esigodlweni sika mongameli Estate House kwazokwenziwa omunye njalo umkhosi HICC lapho ke Estate House abamabandla aphikisayo babe khonona ngokuthi bona kabanxuswanga njalo akunxuswanga abanye ingcwethi zezombusazwe abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo labanye abaningi-ningi. Kuzokuthi-ke namhlanje ngobulawayo abezeki njalo babe lomunye umbuthano wemfundiso wokwazisa ngohlelo lwabo lona lolu olokubhalisa abantu besebenzisa imitshina ye-BVR yona le. Yeah, blessing.
Of course, PJ, before we introduce our guests, let's go to State House where President Robert Mugabe officially launched this registration exercise yesterday.
Pointing out that yes, a laptop with the registration process to create an electronic file. People may want to do it accurately, correctly, and very precisely. What's happening there, the machine was not detecting this.
I duly proclaimed today as the first day upon which the biometric voter registration will officially commence. I therefore urge all eligible Zimbabweans to go to their established centers to register in their numbers.
That day, of course, was President Robert Mugabe proclaiming September 14th as the day that the registration starts. But, of course, there are still teething problems because the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission is saying it does not have enough voting kits that it ordered from a Chinese company, and the BVR kits are being manufactured in Hong Kong. So far, they've received 2,600 to go. But, of course, like we highlighted at the beginning of the show, there is some registration that will start on Monday at ZEC centers throughout the country. PJ, I think we have our first guest, Michael Ndiweni.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela uhlelo Ndiweni. Hello.
We might be having a bad connection there, but yeah, we'll try to get back to him. Yes. But of course, there are many people following us on our Facebook pages. There is Farai Mauto, who says, Laka Laka, Nathan Chicks, Comrade Geraldine Fraser, Anoti Ipa Po. Then we have Zanu Yawora, Arguti Pahasha, Pabikita Apo, Collins Machinga, Achiva Amuti Pabikita Papi. Then tina O'Brien Mufaro Jani arikuti izvo ndifonerei. O'Brien tichaedza kuti tinge tichikufonera. Tina Mutulisi Maganda arikutiwo ndasvika ndiripo. Tinotenda vari kutiteera pa Facebook page yedu. Edi Muduwa arikutiwo ndifonerei ndikupei pfungwa dzangu, hapana chakaipa. Juliet Chekenya arikuti ndasvikawo pano. Tinokurudzira kuti vese vanenge vachida kupinda muchirongwa motitumira namba dzenyu uye muchitaurawo kuti muri kupi. Vazhinji PJ mazana varingoti pfe. Hatizoti
saka tizozoti pfe.
Tichida kuzwa kuti muri kutiona muri kupi uye muri kutinzwa zvakanaka here. PJ.
Yeah, ngilaboke abanye abasethe basilandela kuFacebook. Lisilandele ngempela, lixhume khona lapho lithi like, li-click like. Kulozoliwe Zulu uthi hello there. Yeah, hello back there. Anastasia Ndlovu uthi ngilalele ngikobulawayo. Umlevu Ndlovu, call me on this number. Ngizoyinika ke kuthi ngise Zambia, ngizoyinika ke uproducer wethu ukuthi alithinte ngocingo. Wena ke kumbe umlevu Ndlovu kumbe unkosikazi awusatshongo, sizokuthinta ke ngocingo. What I wanted to also to highlight our blessing is the fact that today in Bulawayo there was a sort of a workshop or a gathering of CSOs and stakeholders meeting in with ZEC, just explaining over this issue of registration and so on. Most probably they felt that since they were left out in the Harare soft launch, they might want to do something similar in Bulawayo, which they did today. Yes.
Interesting indeed. And there is also another video as we try to connect with our guests. The phones are a bit problematic, but we'll try, we'll keep trying. And the same goes for our callers. Please just keep trying. Bear with us. The phones are not that good today, but we'll try our best. But let's just take a listen to what the Secretary General of the Opposition, MDCT, Douglas Monzora, had to say about this whole voter registration process.
Put an application before the High Court. It is an urgent chamber application, which has now been set before Justice Foroma. We filed it last night. The biometric voter registration kits are not yet procured. They are not yet in the country. We know that there are only 400 kits that have come, and these 400 kits were only for purposes of training.
Of course, that there is the Secretary General of the Opposition MDC Party, Douglas Monzora. That case is going to be heard in the High Court on Monday. I think we now have Michael Ndiweni, our guest. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening.
Hey, good evening, blessing.
How are you doing?
I am doing fine.
Thank you.
Although I have many questions around the PCR.
Everyone
like
is
anybody
so
else.
Yeah, I think the Zek really needs to clear the air. Many questions. PJ,
yeah.
About you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I want to get a good hello and when. Akusi chathekele umbono wakho njengoba nuthena nawo nolembuzo eminingi njengabanye bonke ngokuphathelane lokubhalisa ukuthi abantu balibele lungelo lokuvota ngomnyaka ozayo ama-BVR machines kits okuthiwa asebuyile elizweni angamakhulu amane kuphela phakathi kwezinkulungwane ezintathu ezifunakalayo ukuthi abantu bonke babhalise elizweni lonke.
Yes, ngibuza ngokuqala lo ukuthi kanti kujahweni into yokuqala ukuthi kujahweni xa kule 400 ama-kids that have arrived in the country and it's less than a third. Ordinarily, we know ukuthi for you to start a process that is dignified, at least a third of the equipment should have arrived by now, but then if 400, angazi, is it about 5% or 1%? But inani ukuthi kurashe kakhulu, it has been rushed, in my view. Ngabe izekhe ngubuhulumende umile, emthina yabuya, yanela, and then wase proclaim ake ukuthi, hayi, now we can start, we are ready, we have all the equipment, and our teams have been trained. And apparently, sizobuthanda bafundiswa here and there is a bit of confusion. Abantu abakwazi ukuqalisa nini. There isn't been any schedule that has been seen by abantu ukuthi isitate ukuthi abantu abaku 12, for example, Njube, bazabuthana endaweni enje, bayiregister. And we have not even seen ama posters. I've been over around Bulawayo namhlanje ngibhodabhoda nje ngikhangela. I have not seen ama polling stations, ama centers for registration that are visible. Ukuthi an ordinary citizen can see that. And into emangalisayo, Pastor is not blessing. There's been so much halabaloo about the ICTs or use of social media to the extent that the government has conducted meetings to solicit for our views to control or to administer that is through the Minister of Information Communication Technology and Courier Services. And my surprise is that apparently there is no message even on WhatsApp from ZEC that clearly outlines ukuthi abantu bayenga. To me, that is the cheapest way of communication in this country that you should embrace. It's cheaper than even a poster. My question is, why ZEC and the government is not embracing such cheap communication? If it has managed to conduct public awareness meetings or public engagement meetings to solicit for views about the ICT's laws, et cetera, and then it fails to embrace that facility to communicate with citizens, I get very worried. What exactly is happening in those offices? Because surely, by now, we should have a clear communication strategy in as far as the VVR election is concerned. Because I wonder why was it embarrassing at this kind of money? That is why I go clear. See, I was running. Me now, I'm saying that I'm a vendor. I'm not going to tell you that. But if you go to that, see, I'm not going to they proclaim, but I'm not clear. So even now, I'm very confused with what even is going on. So ZEC must put itself in order and communicate to citizens using the cheapest way of communicating, WhatsApp. It is the cheapest blessing and intercepting.
Awuzange uzwe yini umhlangano okade ukhona namhla kade usenziwa ngabezeki?
Hayi, ngaphi?
Khona ngapho koBulawayo.
Maybe the rest of America, maybe you are better connected to have those that information. But it's not obvious that it was moved down on that. Like that's why I'm saying, but there is no clear communication strategy to talk to the citizens. I was wrong. I mean, to be honest, I was wrong. And I did not see. But ordinarily, you see, I'm a post, but I did not see that meeting. So I wonder, is targeting who and who are the key stakeholders, and they mean Nguma CSOs. I think it's a civil group of angel, I accumulate with the angels. Maybe there are others with, but I think it's wrong at Nagobla, to be honest. And we get to our duty, how will this process then get going if there is, secrecy or information is not being shared to citizens? Because this is a national program. And yeah, it is a political rights issue. So I think that Zek and the government must take this process serious and ensure that they communicate clearly to citizens using the best possible way. Because the church, WhatsApp, talk to the pastors, and then just communicate. To me, I think we need to improve our communication strategy.
Thank you, Mr. Ndweni. Please do stay on the line. Let's introduce our second guest, Mr. Tawanda Chimini, the director of the Elections Resource Center. Mr. Chimini, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. Of course, Mr. Chimini, you have covered elections in many countries in Africa. And what you are getting from Zimbabweans is that there is a lot of confusion. They don't know what is happening. May you help clear the air, Mr. Chimini?
I don't know where to start. Definitely, I think the feedback that keeps coming up is the one that is clearly depicting a lot of misinformation around what is happening. But this is largely being drawn from the fact that the very body that is mandated with running elections has probably not given out enough information. And sadly, this causes a lot of anxiety. It promotes a lot of speculation, which bends the credibility and public confidence of the election process at the end of the day. So there are still a lot of gaps that we are witnessing. We have opted to take the route of direct engagement with ZEC, where we are asking these questions. In some instances, we've been successful, we've received responses. In other instances, there's been delayed responses, and that compromises the quality of our engagement with the election process. And that is said. And like you said, in terms of international practice, you would expect by now for a clear roadmap to have been put in place with regards to the voter registration exercise, which was launched yesterday. So a clear roadmap with timelines which are very specific, so that the voter and also the election stakeholders are fully aware of what will be happening. So you look at the most recent elections, your Kenyan election, your Zambia election,
Angola,
your Ghana elections late last year. All these elections had clear timeframes that were publicly shared, and people knew exactly what would happen. So this is where we're encouraging the Election Commission to operate within the confines of international standards, never mind the fact that they must also be consistent with the fact with the fact of law in Zimbabwe, so with regard to transparency and accountability. So they need to be doing more to communicate with Zimbabweans at large.
Thank you, Mr. Chimini. Please do stay on the line. PJ, I think we have our first call.
Yes, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hello.
Yeah, igama mbani?
Makalova.
Makalova.
Yeah.
Ah, ungasinika umbono wakho.
Yeah. Ah, ngicela ukukhuluma nje ngendlela ezizwa yokuregister ukuthi azoqalile.
Yeah.
Yokuqalene bekuthiwa kufika ama biometric whatever kona okhulunywa ngakho besakhulunywa ngemfundiso kathe soredi abantu sekuthiwa kuyabhaliswa eminto zabona zifoki azizwakala ngathi kujahweni njeba ngamanye elibesebevele sebekhulunyile kungathi sempong kuphinda nje ekhulunywa ngabanye kuyazi ukuthi into zakhona zisuka zingasezwakali ukuthi kuqondweni kahle kahle.
Ye, so wena ukhuthazani ngokuthi kakwenziweni?
Kumele kube le mfundiso egcweleyo ebantwini. Ngapha ngikhuluma nje emaphandleni ebantwini abangazi ukuthi kuzenzakalani. Already sekuthiwa kuyaregister i-voter education yangkhona akulo, abantu bazafikiswa nini. Isikhathi sakhona vele sinikiwe mpana kesilutshwana kakhulu.
Ye, wena usithinte ngocinga ungaphi?
MangisePlumtree.
Mm.
Emakhaya.
Iko wakabantu kona ngapo ima ngweno wakini vila baka izwaluto ngokuthi sokubhaliswa.
Ngicho engikwazi nje kube kuthiwa kuyatshintsha isithupha kodwa antsho abanye bebesebenza lezingenzini okosikazami belesifa lezengi othe zama ukutshintsha kwathiwa hhayi ungabontshintsha abanye badithinta so sigcika kungasakwazi ukuthi uqinise ngoku kube kuthiwa benza ngabo muntu ungazatshintsha izithupha besebenzisa lezengi ukuthi kuthi kuyavota bese bekuchotha kuthiwa sizifune lezengi vele into yakhona ayina-transparent.
Akula okuphumayo emisakazweni okufundisa kumbe ukutshengisa ukuthi kuza kwenziwa ngaphi kwangkhona?
Akula.
Mm.
Asisebenzini.
Ha. Libe lokhe lilalele emsakazweni weStudio 7, siyabonga. Yeah, esabe sikutholile lathi sizabe lokhe sikufaka emoyeni. Kodwa ke lathi hayi. Imfundiso yonke le mibuzo elilayo yona leyo lathi silayo
sizabe siyindlebe kumbe basilalela abavele belalela abantu ukuthi okozibanisiwe kukhuluma ukuthi anje bancazieendaweni zekhethe bakhona abalendleko ezinkulu abalalelayo ukuthi khona bezareporta sibeke kukhona kathi sabe silalele.
Ye, hhayi kulungile, sibongile kakhulu Mnumzane.
Siyabonga.
Yebo. Makaloba here was saying he's from Plumtree, he's in the rural areas. They haven't heard anything about registration and all these BVR kits and which they've arrived. And I'm like, haven't you heard anything even in the national media houses? And he says, no, there are no posters, there's nothing. All we heard is about registering to get plastic IDs from the metal IDs.
Of course, let's go quickly on our Facebook page. Shona Louis Pilot Mberi, he says, watching from South Africa. Thank you so much, Louis. And Tarusai Office, fair thanks to the program. This is what Arugupi. Masia Mturuki, Arugupi, watching from Sierra Leone. Wow, West Africa, thank you so much. Freddy Majovino Mushonga, watching from Botswana. Thank you so much. Masia Muturiki, what is the maximum time it takes to register a person? I think, Mr. Chimini, you can answer that. You did manage to register yesterday, right? How long did it take?
I did manage to register yesterday. It took me about 12-18 minutes to register. This is from the point where I sat in front of the machine and they took my photograph and scanned copies of my documents, scanned my fingerprints, and then issued out a receipt which was indicating that I'd managed to successfully register. So it took about 12 or so minutes. There were some challenges with the process, and I'm not here saying that it was really a bad process. Of course, you'll understand that as the process is starting, there are often some hiccups, but we're able to note some issues which we hope Zach will address. So, for instance, there was an indication that the registration official may have to know the places in which they are registering people because they need to capture details pertaining to which ward one is coming from. So we all know in Zimbabwe, not everyone knows which ward they stay. We know our residential addresses, but at times we don't know which ward that is. At times, questions is all, but not the ward. So that.
So what documents does one need to register, Mr. Chimini?
I had to request that I use an affidavit because I do not own a property. So I had to request to use the residency affidavit. So fortunately, they had the commissioner of courts was close by, and I swore before that commissioner of oath that the details I was giving were correct. So I got my proof of residence. Then there's a voter registration form that must be the VR1 form that I'm using. So those two forms, the VR9 and the VR1 form, are the ones that you then fill in, and those are the documents that I've scanned. and kept as a record of your registration. But what they also take up is your proof of identity, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. they also scan and keep. Mm-hmm. So you get your documents back, except for the proof of residence and the VR1 form. Mm-hmm. So those are the documents that they were capturing. But it took quite a bit of time mm-hmm. for me to register. I think on an average it was taking about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So we're hoping that this process can be speeded up once ZEC begins to roll out this process. But for it to be speeded up, I think the important things that must be considered, which we are encouraging ZEC to consider as well. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's going to be important for ZEC to clarify the procedures themselves. Mm-hmm. So the less people know about the process, the more time it will take to administer processes, because you are just having to explain to every citizen who comes to register what they must do. That will take a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Number two, the question of proof of residence must be addressed mm-hmm. because it will take more time for people to collect the residence affidavit in the event of not having proof of residence, and then trying to get it signed. So our encouragement to ZEC, which we hope they will consider, is that let each registrant without proof of residence swear before the registration official mm-hmm. so that all that is done at the same time without having to say people must come in, get the form, go out, find a commissioner of votes, and then come back. That will take too much time. And the chances of people not coming back to register are higher. Mm-hmm. So if ZEC is able to put up enough safeguards, and this is international practice, put up enough safeguards to keep against people lying about where they reside, and inform the voters when they are registering that it's a crime to lie where you reside, mm-hmm. then that should be adequate for one to register.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini.
And also, it will reduce the time that it takes for one to register as well.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. We just want to take one or two callers. PJ Ngwan.
Yeah. Mnumzana Hove. Ukuda Hove. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo, Lizanto.
Hayi, siphilile linjani le?
Hayi,
Wena-ke uyizwile indaba le yokulontshwa kokusetshenziswa kwama-PVR kits asebuyile elizweni, kodwa malutshwane kakhulu. Umnumzana Ndiweni lapha ubesithi kathi vele kujahweni, wena ubona njani?
Kujahwe ukuthi sivote, kodwa iqiniso yilona lokuthi i-exercise yakhona i-exercise yomjaho. Ngoba wananzelela amanamba ayekhulunywa yi-ZEC. Xa sibili sibona ukuthi bona babeqale besithi by end of 2017 wonke umuntu yabe serejistiwe. Babekhangelele ukurejista more than, I think, rate yabo babesithi bazabe berejista 7 people per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So asazibona ukuthi yindawo bezifake under so much pressure. And i-pressure yakhona kuyi-pressure ezagcinile enza ukuthi so ekugcineni kwe-registration period sengabe behlulekile, njengoba indiyene ade ukhuluma ukuthi abaningi bazayahluleka ukurejista because isikhathi esifakiweyo silutshwana. Izinto iZEC ezama ukuzenza ziningi, imitshina yakhona nilutshwana, nabantu abakwazi ukuyisebenzisa balutshwana.
Yeah. And lo Chimini la ekade ekhuluma kathesi ukuthi labo abangela proof of residence lapha abahlala khona balakho ukuthi babiselwe ngekhaya, ngoba lapha bebesancinga abantu engxenye ekuqaliseni, kodwa-ke nxa sebekhathele vele bazabaxosha abantu ukuthi ngabaqale bayebuya la ma-affidavit asayinwe ngu-commissioner of oaths. So vele kule nkinga singakaqalisi.
And okunye futhi yikhonokho ukuthi ama-message asebuyile kumbe i-information enikwa abantu okumele kube yibo ababhalise ukuvota iningi njalo iyehlukene. Ukuthi ivota loba mina ngifuna ukuvuka kusese ngiyebhalisa, ngigcina ngididekile ukuthi ngihambe le ncwadi ziphi. Ngoba umdedeki, for example, uvukile last week esithi izithupha zezengi kazisebenzi ngoba kazilama-fingerprint, kazilani, just izengi. So kufuneke zeplastiki la ma-passport. URita kumbe iZEC yavuka ukuthi hayi, izithupha zezengi ziyavunywa. so that umuntu ukuthi yena ekwazi ukuthi sibili okuyikho kuyini even indlela ama regulations ama voter registration regulations abhalwe ngayo kuphikisana leminye yemlayezela ade siyithola from izek all along.
Yeah.
Akwaziwa indlela ade bechasisa ngayo i-affidavit ngendlela i-affidavit echasiswe ngayo kuma-regulations kungani kulo mehluko.
Yeah.
So ama-voters owakathesi they might have i-risk yokuthi they are confused ngokuthi kahle kahle i-process zahamba njani then izosebenza njani.
Yeah. Hayi, mbongile kakhulu mnumzana wobe.
Hayi, ngibulungile.
Ragai tiende kuna mkoma love mo magadi mkoma love mo
ndino tamba magadi wemi
aizu tingo tamba murikupi mkoma love mo
ndri ku South Africa
muriku South Africa asi mungo vekanye
ai no ai ndino fazangu masingo mzaka
o mungo mnongo buya o zioma
ndino farira mutoro chaisu
okay wereketa itinzwe
nyai inonetsa ndine mivunzo pamwe handizi kuti ndingawana anondidavira here papa chitoda kana vezeki vacho chitodavira zvavo but anyway handizi kuzwa kuti chavari kunyaya kumanyira kuti vati my elections tiri vakatopa time frame handiti
havasati vanyatsotaura havarungoti vanotarisira kuti vachange vanyorisa vanhu 2 million patinosvika muna mbudzi umu kana muna November.
I think vamugabe vanenge vakatopa havo date kuti next year muna January, I don't know.
Ipapo ndopari kunzi hapo panogona kunge papera asi vezeki vari kuti havo ingori time frame yakapiwa vanofunga kuti mukati memwedzi miviri vanenge vapedza asi vanhu vanorambawo vachienda kunonyoreswa kuti vange vachivhota.
Dambudziko rangu riri pakuti ivo havasati vane mitiriro yakakwana kana kuti ameno kuti munhu ungati hai ndoda kuvaka imbai woti hai ndinoipedza ne 3 days. But iwewe kana zvidhina unonga une 15 weyes upandiwa 30 something or 500. I don't know kuti term frame yacho unogona kuipa sei nezvine zvimachine yacho handiti haisati yakwana. Machine isati yakwana ivo vakutopa date kuti otherwise kusvika musi wakati. I don't know kuti tinomhanyirei. Ndinoona sokuti inini kamaonera andiita ka rigging yacho yatora iri pa this time around ka iri pachena and inonyadzisa. Nokuti handifungi kuti tingamhanyira kuti katimanyiriki titotanga kuregista vanhu anyway iye zvino izvi ndonga mashini yacho yakauya yanga iri yekudzidzisa vanhu handiti vakwanise kudi kure it's almost 400 pa out of I don't know kana kuti pa 3/4 ekara pa ekota tatasvika kuti mashini yacho ikwane yekuti tikwanise kuregista vanhu saka I don't know kuti tinogomhanyirei kana yevezviki vacho I don't know kuti vanozviwana kupi kuti timhanyisa izvozvo. Of course my elections are trendy. We want to go for elections. We are ready for them and it's but my true was you know it was anyway I chito zichacho ka chini chichi so open yokuti kana even munhu asina masoken even see.
Asi imi mkoma love mo makagadzira here kuti mwende unonyorisa kuvota kuZimbabwe.
Ready or not but as a Zimbabwean I'm ready. But otherwise process yacho inofanira kunge iri clear and open kuvanhu vese kuti tizive kuti tiri kuenda kupi handiti. Kunyange ivo vanhu vacho vezanupiefu I don't think kuti the afree kuti ezvezvo idzidziso handifungi kuti yakakwana kumaruwa and information hainao distributwa zvakakwana kuti vanhu vazive kuti tiri kuregista rini and tinozviita sei kana kudzidziswa chao kuti BVR yacho inoshanda sei inofamba sei hazvina kukwana saa vezviki vacho I don't know Rita Makarao what she said doing.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma love more nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Okay, hazvinoshungurudza baba because isu muno mukati kaungara kunge tsuro dziri munzvimbo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru tichifunga kuti muchaenda kunonyoresa kuti muvhote.
Yes, we are ready for it. Saka hatatozvisi kuti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Love more there our caller saying that the voter registration exercise and the whole election thing is not process, very transparent. He does not understand why the president rushed to proclaim the dates when they don't have the kits, the BVR kits, to start the registration process. I think we still have Mr. Ndiweno on the line, PJ?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. We'll try to call him back. I think Chimini's line too is a bit of a problem.
Blessing.
Yeah. Are you still on the line, Mr. Chimini?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, I thought we had lost you.
That in the bunze of Chimini,
people talk as if we are not there when you're there.
Chimini, Van Vajinji, Varkuram. Varu kunetsekana nekuti vari confused. Kuti varu kunyoresa vacho muri kunyoresa here ne chitupa chezenge kana kuti neche plastic chete because vamudede vakataura kuti zvochi hatisi kuzonyoresa vanhu vanenge vaine mazenge. Asi vezeki mai Rita Makarao vakabuda vachiti aiwa zvese zvitupa izvozvo zvinongoshanda.
Yeah, isusu tirikutarisa kutarudzo dziri kubatwa sei ndiro masara ratinoita and semaonero edu zvakange zvakataurwa navamudede sezvo makazoona havana kuzombobuda zvakare vachitaura neiyoyo vanenge vanga vasingatauri chokwadi semunhu mukuru atingazoti vainyepa asi vanenge vaisataura chokwadi dai vari vadiki tangadai tati ha vakatinyepa. Saka ruzhinji rwezimbabwe vanofanira kuziva kuti chero uine chitupa cherata chinoshandisika kuti unge uchikwanisa kuvhota nezuro vakaparurwa chirongwa ichocho kune vamwe vanga vaine zvitupa zverata vakatenderwa kuregesa kuzovhota saka chinhu chinotoshanda vanhu ngavasatye zvavo kana vachinge vachisangana nematambudziko ekurambidzwa kunyoresa kuzovhota nechitupa ichocho izvozvo ngazvitaurike zvizivikanwe kuitira kuti isusuwo pakuongorora tinokwanisa kuzvibudisa pachena kuti aiwaka izvi hazvipo pamutemo toona kuti vangabatsirikana sei chakanyanyokosha panyaya dzesarudzo dziri kuuya idzi sezvamakanzwa zvichiitika kukinya panenge paitika dambudziko musarudzo pane mukana wekuti tinge tichibuda pachena kuti hatisi kutenderana nazvo nekuti sarudzo dzinofanira kunge dzichiitwa pamutemo tikaona sarudzo dzisingaitwi pamutemo tikabuda sevagari vemuzimbabwe semazimbabweni tichizvitsanangura zvakakwana tichipa nhoroondo neumbowo hunoratidza kuti zvechokwadi pane mutemo usina kubatwa zvakanaka kana usina kutedzerwa zvinokwanisa kubatsira kuti sarudzo dzedu dzinge dzichibatwa zvakanaka asi tikaramba takanyarara tongoti aiwa zvinhu hazvinomira mushe tinoziva zvaimboitika kare tichingodaro hapana chinodi chinochinja ndokurudziro yatiri kupa sekuona kwatiri kuita patiri kubudisa zvinhu zvakawanda pachena kuti zviri kukanganiswa tiri kuona zvichigadzirika saka tinoziva kuti zvinotora nguva yakareba kuti zione sarudzo dzakanaka asi kurudziro yedu ndeyekuti ngatibudei pachena tichizvibudisa pachena pari kukanganiswa izvozvo nyaya dzesarudzo kuitira kuti zvigadzirike tikada kuzomirira sarudzo yacho yapera kuti pane zvakati zvakakanganiswa zvingangova tingangodaro tanonoka saka zvinoda kuti tinge tichizviita patiri kutoona zviri kuitika izvi saizvozvo.
But Mr. Chimini, we know clearly that Mr. Mdede is no longer running the show. Why is he commenting like this? Is there any motivation for him to do that? And why has he not been sanctioned?
It's really a mystery. I think if we had a functional democracy, you'd expect him to be reprimanded as a government official. I think the Ministry of Home Affairs, because that's the ministry that he works in, should take solid action against Mr. Mdede. He cannot mislead Zimbabweans at all, especially regarding elections. But like we've always said, you know what happens if you are used to doing certain things for a long time and all of a sudden you are removed from those things. You tend to have withdrawal symptoms. Because alcohol, say, may be suffering from a hangover. But you can almost understand because he's also quite elderly. He has been in his job for a long time. So he may not fully appreciate the fact that, number one, the responsibility for elections, which he enjoyed for quite a bit of time, has been removed from his office. Then number two, the introduction of technology around elections does not in any way include the readability of identity documents at the stage of registration or at the stage of voting. So there is absolutely no truth in his arguments to say that only machine-readable documents will be used for one vote to register and to vote. It's highly misleading and very inappropriate. Mm-hmm. And I think he needs to be put in place.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. DJ?
Ndiweni, loku konecengweni?
No luck.
Se lahle sesini lahlekelwe. Wathi ngithi kamfu blessing amafitshane ngoba abantu abaningi kade belokhe bebuza ukuthi engxenye vele sebeqalisile ukusiriga abantu abayizani PF njengoba nabesitshela imbiko etshiyeneyo. Imbiko omunye esithi ozabhalisa ukuthi abe lelungelo lokuvota ngulowo oyabe lesithupha esezengi eseplastic. Hatshi olesezengi. Yoke umbuzo engiwuphe kumnumzana Tawanda Jimini. Umnumzana Tawanda Jimini ngimbuze ngelokuthi yena uvele umelele inhlanganiso ebona ngezokhetho layo ezimele yodwa ethwa Elections Resource Center. Ngithe achasise kabanzi ngakhona lokho kodwa ke silusiza ukuthi akenelisi ukuthi akhulume ngesiNdebele, ukhulume ngesiShona. Wachasisa ke ukuthi yena ube ngomunye wabahambe baya bhalisa izolo engelayo iproof of residence. Engelaso bula angabe elaso isithupha iseplastic kumbe sezenge kodwa ke ubabonile abaningi akade bebhalisa izolo belezithupha zezenge bezisamukelwa. Inkuthazo yakhe kathi ngeyokuthi kwalabo abenhlanganiso kumbe e-commission eyezeki kumele babe lomuntu ozamela u-commissioner of oaths ngoba bangabisela abantu ngekhaya bethi babuye bengela proof of residence. Njengesibonelo kuzaba nzima ukuthi umuntu abuyele ngekhaya ayethola ayefuna leyo affidavit abe sephenduka njalo ukuthi abuye azobhalisa. Kuyabe sokusitsho ukuthi uzabe engena kundwendwe okwesibili kumbe okwesithathu nxa ebuye engelancwadi ezifunakalayo ezidingakalayo lapho. Kodwa ke abantu bengesabi ukuthi babuye bazobhalisa ngoba balesithupha sezenge ngoba kulomunye oke wasithinta lapha ngocingo obese Plumtree sithina vele akasakwazi lokuthi senzeni njalo abasitsheli lokuthi kuzayiwa ngapi abasitsheli lasemsakazweni abaphoseli lamaposter ama-pamphlets okusazisa ukuthi singabe sibuye lani ukuzobhalisa njalo siye ngapi sibi sibili.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hongu manzwa vateereri kune vanga vachibvunza kuti zvitupa zvedu zvesimbi zvinoshanda here. Amairita Makara vakataurayo kuti aiwa zvinokwanisa kushanda munouya nazvo munokwanisa kunyoresa. Vachimhini vakaona chirongwa ichiparurwa nezuro kuHarare International Conference Center vatsinirawo kuti panga paine vamwewo vane zvitupa izvozvi vakakwanisa kuvhota nekudaro nemuvhuro kana muchienda kumacenters eZEC kuri ku tanga kunyoreswa vanhu makasununguka kuenda vachazouya kumatunhu enyu kana kuti kumaward kwenyu zvakare mumwedzi unoteera uyu munokwanisa kuenda nezvitupa zvenyu izvozvo kunyange hazvo vamudede vanga vamboti aiwa zvitupa zvazvishande asi vamudede handiwo pamutemo vanotaura nezvesarudzo rabasa reZimbabwe Electoral Commission. Tombodzokera kune vari kutiona pazvivhitivhiti zvakaita sana Facebook. Tennyson Fana ari kupenga iye ari kuti avo vanoti kwakati kwakati watching hapana chakakosha kuzvitangwena kwamuri stop it toda vanopa mafacts kwete watching chakati. Mukoma Tennyson tinokurudzira kuti vanhu vatiudze kwavari kuti tizivane kuti ndisitoita pakurudziro iyo kuti tizive kuti vanhu vari kuonawo vari kunzvimbo dzekupi. Louis Pilot Mberi ari kuti SA vs Zimbabwe amenoti yachi. Kenya Sunday ari kuti ari kumidrand Johannesburg Joza South Africa tinotenda zvikuru Kenyas. I think ndo vanenge varipo ivavo PJ tombodzokera kuna vachimini.
Rega ndingoti ode pa kulo Henry Msika vanhu loke esinika inombolo zakhe ngiyakholwa ukubana uproducer wethu loke zama ukuthi akuthinde ngocingo. Henry Msikavanhu uti the from UK. Umlevu Ndlovu thiwa please lingifonele phela nanzi inombolo zakhe silethemba lokuba uyazama ikuti incingo zethu vele aziludubo lamhlanje asazombe ukuthi hi was a Friday asikwazi.
Let's go back to Mr. Chimini. Now, Mr. Chimini, the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition released a statement today saying that it is not happy that ZEC has not been engaging non-governmental organizations. Do you feel like you've been left out as an organization?
As an organization, we feel more could be done to facilitate engagement with the Election Commission. In the past, they had assured that some stakeholder engagement platforms would be established for constant conversation to allow for interface. And our insistence when that was said was that it must not be a one-way engagement where there is simply invitation for people to listen to what Zeki is saying and you leave. Because for engagement to be constructive, there must be exchange. So clearly, with what we have seen and the speed with which things are moving, it is becoming even more critical that society organizations and other stakeholders are engaged by ZEC. Sadly, we have not seen the engagement forums that were happening last year continue this year. That is unfortunate. Like I said before, it breeds suspicion. It breeds mistrust, and it undermines confidence that elections are in fair hands and are proceeding in a manner that would be acceptable. People trust things that they participate in. Mm-hmm. The moment people get left out, trust is undermined. So it's really unfortunate, but we are still strongly encouraged that they reconsider. We know they're getting busier, but there must be time to engage because they benefit more from engagement than anyone else. Mm-hmm. They will gain people's trust. They will gain people's confidence if they engage, and if they engage constructively.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini. Do stay on the line. I think we have caller PJ Nguyen.
Yeah, silo mnumzana Magaya. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Yebo.
Yeah, uyaluza udaba olusegudini. Olokubhaliswa kwabantu kule confusion ekhona.
Yeah, ngiyaluza kakhulu.
Mhm. Umbono wakho?
Awel angazi umbono wami ukuthi mhlambe lifuna ukuthi lucasise uhle kwenzothi mina okwamanje ngise South Africa.
Yeah.
Ukuthi lo wathi sifuna ukuzobhalisa ngapha ekhaya sekwazi ukuthi siqonda ngapi kwenziwa njani. Yikho ngicabanga ukuthi mhlambe ufuna ukuthi kucace. Kodwa nxa kungasacacisi singathana ngamakhanda singasakwazi ukuthi sihambe lani senze njani. Into zokuzwa ngabantu abathiyatheniyo zenza mhlambe silahlekelwe lithemba singasakwazi ukuthi okuyikho ikuphi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uchi mini lapha kade echasisa esithi okufunakalayo ukuthi ube lesithupha sakho, i-proof of residence iyabe isayinwe ngu-Commissioner of Oaths nxa kuyikuthi awulayo awulandlu oyengeyakho sibisibili. Yikho okudingakalayo okukhulu kakhulu.
Yeah, nimzile khona lokho. Lako akulula abantu abasebenza ngapha njengathi sibuya ngapho silamalanga esiwaphiweyo.
Yeah.
Mhlawumbe ukuthi ungene lapha lalapha uzathola ukuthi nesikhathi sakhona savuni okunye uyathiya kungasakwenzanga, ikanti-ke sibe sifisa ukuthi si-rejiste sikhone ukuvota.
Yeah. Kodwa lizimisele njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezise-South Africa ukuthi ligibele amabhasi liyebhalisa kumbe li-drive izimota zenu.
Onjengami ngizimisele mama, kodwa-ke abantu abaningi engibabonayo ngapha eMzansi vele bahle bathi hhayi into zokuvota, abaningi bathi into zokuvota eZimbabwe vele azisebenzi, ungazi uvota ungavoti impumela yangkhona izaba le okungayikhangelelanga kumbe loba ungavotanga kuyaba yena le oyikhangeleleyo njalo nje. So angazi njengoba lokho kukhuthazwa mhlawumbe abantu bazathi into engqondo, but bakhona abaningi engixoxa labo abantu bathi hhayi kuyekhaya mhlawumbe ikwesi isikhathi singazi basokuthi into yendlela yokubhalisa manje.
Yeah. kodwa ke akula zikhalazo zabanengi na abathi ngabe kubuye kwazobhaliswa ngasesikoleni sommeli weZimbabwe ngase South Africa.
Namhlanje sizixoxa ngakho labanye ngisebenza labo khona lokho okujike ukuthi ngabe kuba lento enjalo. Kodwa ke ngicabanga ukuthi izolo ngeke ngacela le numbers zika Ngqabutho Mabhena ukuze okunikuthi ngathi sibe nomnye umuntu osimela isixoxa la isizwe kudle ukuthi vele kuhamba njani. Ngokuthi ngiyathemba liyamazi umuntu ekhuluma ngayo
ngoba
ngasolenike iy'namba zakhe emoyeni. Kodwa-ke bengicela ukuthi sisize ngazo ukuze okunye sizwisise kahle ngayo ngokuthi khathana nakhathana laye asikhoni ukumbona personally.
Ye, omunye uphendulile khonapho ekhasini lethu ele-Facebook wathi yena hamba ekhasini lakhe ele-Facebook inombolo zakhe zocingo zikhona khona lapho. So bengicabanga ukuthi engxenye ubalile umbi wona lo.
Okay, phela ama-Facebook la abanye asowazi kahle.
Umelele wajayele yiyo indlela esesihambisa ngazo imbiko zona lezo ngoba vele liyakwazi lani ukuthi nanana imisakazo yaseZimbabwe ayikho banzi kangako. Bayavumela labo kuphela ababe bephansi kukahulumende. Yiko-ke nxa uvele ngumuntu ohlakaniphileyo lawe banale ndlela eziningi zokuthola ulwazi.
Hayi, ngizakuba lazo njengoba senginelisa ukungena kini la ngizazama ukumphendulaphendula khonapha ngimthole asicebise kokunye.
Ye, lathi futhi uyasithola futhi lakhona lapho kuFacebook sisakaza. So yinto enhle, icebo elihle engutshela lona leli. Siyabonga kakhulu Magaya.
Niyazwisisa kodwa-ke mhlawumbe ungakangikhiphe emoyeni silo dubo lokuthi ngapha sihlutshwa ngamaphemithi kumele sikhalise ukuya-rejista I mean ukuya-enza i-reapplying ngapho ekhasini sifuna ukuyabhalisa izithupha.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwisisa but kulo hlelo oluyabe vele luqondane la maphemithi sesike siyaloyenza. Hayi, ngibona isikhathi sethu yithwe sesidliwe ngumangoyi. Silomunye umlaleli njalo omeleleyo Blessing. Siyabonga Makadi.
Thina bamvuthi Makadi, bamvuthi
Makadi wakulongo.
Aiwa, tiripo tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dziri pakudai so pakatanga kukunangira kurongwa zvirongwa izvi zvebiometric voting izvi handiti vari kuti ivo purezidendi vakaenda nedelegation yavo kustate house kunosaina vakaregera ivo kuti vadaidze vamwe vavo maopposition party leaders kuti zvionekwe kuti zvinhu izvi hazvina chitoti here mukati. Ndochokutanga. Chechipiri ndechokuti zvo ndinomubvunzo kuti sei vachitora mari $4 million vachiita hama dzavo yeti pane outstanding nakikire iripo, pane outstanding nakikire problem iripo yekuti zvo mabiometric nakire machines acho nahasi kukwana.
Akatengwa kudhara vamuvuti.
Chechitatu ndochokuti icho sei iyo zegi vasina kuita zvinhu zvakakwana zvakangwara zokuti iye zvino zvanditi muri kuona vakapatenda kunange kukambani yekuchina yekugermany yanga ichikwanisa kutipa michina yeye chopuchopu vakaisiya sei zvinhu zvakadaro zvichiramba zvichiitika munyika. Hanimuzova zvinhu izvozvo zvinoti kuunisa sereki takatambura munyika mezimbabwe muyati chirohwa namapurisa zvinhu zvamufani kuti muchirejesta vanhu kuti vanhu vavhoti muna 2013 nazvino tiri kuno kusouth africa tiri kutambura futi havasi kuda kuti tivhoti. Saka isu tinokurudzirana
makaaubani
vari muno musouth africa vese hande tinorejesta kuvhota. Kana tarejesta kuvhota tovhota togadzira nyika yedu. Izvi zvamapemiti zvingatimbokanda nazvo pasi timbotanga tagadzira nyika yedu tozodzoka toita zvamapemiti tavhota.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuvhuti ngoti nguva yedu ndoyabva yapera muchiita muteereri wekupedzisira.
Achimina vasipo
nguva yacho yabva yadyanana.
Mungoti magwaro anodiwa muchidimbo.
Magwaro ari kunzi anodiwa, panodiwa chitupa chinangova chepurasitiki kana kuti cheraka kana kuti passport kana kuti iri kunzi green waving pass iyaya paraunopuhwa uchenzi unofanira
aiwa vachimini tinotenda.
Nguwa yedu ya jikanana. Thank you so much, Mr. Chimini and Mr. Ndiweni. Thanks to our callers and our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, and of course our listeners. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Praxidis Jeremiah.